I can't think what it is now. But she has a special name.
Special name. Mm-hmm. Tommy Toes.
That's what she calls them. Tommy Toes. Mm-hmm. Well, is it? Are they called that sometimes?
Yeah, it's very common. Very
well, I just thought she made that up.
More common, I think, than...
Than cherry tomatoes?
Than cherry tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Although cherry tomatoes are what I've always called them, but I think I've heard more people say that. When you use the word potato, what do you mean? Which
vegetable?
Mm-hmm. And which type? Like if you use...
Oh, white potato?
Yeah.
Irish potato.
Yeah. And is there a difference between yams and sweet potatoes?
I think there is. I'm sure there is, but I just... There is. Yeah, there is. That's right.
Oh.
I think a yam is a little lighter yellow than a sweet potato. However, I am not sure. Everything we have around here we refer to as sweet potatoes. But in other countries, I think there truly are yams that are much different. Well, some mm-hmm. of them grow as large as what would be that large? A melon.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I know they do in Africa. I've read of that. And they are yams. Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of vegetable that when you cut it, it makes you cry?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call the little ones that you...
Little green onions?
Yeah. And what would you put in if you were making a gumbo, what would you put in it?
Well, I would put shrimp and whatever type of fish I might have frozen in the refrigerator. And milk. What else you want to know?
I was wondering, do you ever put okra?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I keep some frozen and use that. I also put it in vegetable soup, naturally. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're talking, if you fried it, you would call it?
Fried okra.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten fried green tomatoes?
Oh, yes.
I heard that for lunch. You know, a lot of people have them.
I've never heard of them.
No, and right around here.
And it was always one of my favorite things.
Mm, I think so, too.
I had them for lunch this past Saturday,
well,
as a matter of fact.
My mother-in-law just stripped her vines before the last hard freeze, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I finished up today what I had in the refrigerator.
That's one of my favorites. If you left an apple, for example, out in the sun, it would dry up and talking about...
The vine or off?
Well, off. Well, I guess it would probably do it...
Shrivel.
Even. Yeah,
that's what
right,
you want.
That's the word. Now... If you were talking about cabbage and talking about raising them, and you might say, well, I didn't raise too many...
Cabbage? Mm-hmm. Cabbages? Cabbage. I would just use the singular.
You would just say cabbage. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what I would... This is really interesting to do with you because you're thinking about the... You know,
yeah.
it's really fascinating to...
Every once in a while I think of a good one. I wonder if you have.
Well, tell me when you do.
What about a filling station?
Oh, no. That's
a service station. Right. For years it was a filling station, and I don't know but what it still is. That's one I definitely remember correcting myself on. And another one is a soda pop.
I was going to ask you about that later. Yeah. That would be, what do you call it now?
Well, most people would say a Coke or
just
a cold drink.
Uh-huh.
But around here they'd say, let's go get a soda.
Get a soda,
A lot of people would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you that later because mm-hmm. a soda to me is a thing with ice cream in it.
But here it's a Coke or a mm-hmm. orange or mm-hmm. a Dr. Pepper
that's
or Pepsi or something like that.
I've found that very often too. That's well, not so often.